you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke. He created an atmosphere there where victims of sex workers didn't really seem to feel very safe coming forward. At least that's what I would garner, considering his own involvement in the industry. How detrimental is that to a community where these sort of things are going on, yet there's not the easy way to report or get help when you have something that is going terribly wrong? Obviously, it's already illegal, but then it's rife for far worse people to become involved into that area and abuse people.
Yeah, that was, you know, really shocking and rather horrifying, frankly. How do we help and support women who are already in a very disempowered position and very vulnerable when the police chief is involved in exploiting them in that way? It's really atrocious.
I mean, it really is. I mean, people like this don't live in a bubble either. There's obviously more Rex Huermans out there, not just in Long Island, but throughout the country. And if police won't listen to people like that, what does one do? As we saw in this case so far, particularly on the Hulu documentary that's out there that was put on by TMZ, where we saw someone who knew one of the women very well, identified the vehicle she went into, even recognized Huerman. And it was, in fact, the same type of vehicle that Huerman was known to drive, reported it, but no one took a listen. I imagine this happens in many places. What do people do when they have knowledge of crimes like this, but no one will seem to listen?
It seems like we need to have a whole cultural shift within law enforcement. And I know that, you know, we can say there are problems with law enforcement culture in many different ways, certainly in racial relations and certainly when it comes to this. And I don't know other than we need to change the people who are in power and revisit how do we interact with the more disempowered people in the community. And how do we keep them safe? You know, because if there had been a difference in the law enforcement culture in this community, some of these women might not be dead right now, and he might have been caught years sooner.
Obviously, I know you're not in law enforcement, our audience knows that, but I'm curious to get your take on this. If you ever witness it happening, if you have witnessed it, what your thoughts are when you see local law enforcement that has a problem going on. There's larger forces that come in, the FBI saying, hey, we want to help you in these investigations. We have resources. We can take a load off. And when local officials push them away, we know that there's interdepartment politics and things of that nature where egos collide. But sometimes it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, as it did in this case, where the FBI is pushed out, their resources are pushed out, and the local chief just says, I'm going to handle it, but never seems to handle it. That seems like a red flag, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot that can be done about it when that happens.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. And we've seen that in so many of the, you know, awful cases where many people have been killed, the Golden State Killer in California. There were all these different, you know, local jurisdictions investigating the cases only in their community, but they were intentionally, in some cases, choosing not to share information with each other. So all the guy had to do was, you know, drive 10 miles over into the next community and commit more rapes and murders over there. And the dots were not being connected. And again, it's something that allowed him to get away with this for years. Mm-hmm. And we need to do a better job. And we certainly need to include the FBI. And everybody needs to get over their egos and work together.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.